You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Suri from Time Out here. Hello, how are you?
Hi, Rachel. I'm good. How are you going?
Good. It's lovely to have you in the studio this morning.
Pleased to be here.
My microphone's doing a weird thing. There we go. That sounds about right. Hey, we're talking to you about All Tomorrow's Poets, which is an annual event that happens at the bookstore. Can you tell us why you have it and what it is?
Yeah, so it started... I think it's been about 7 years now, and it was started by our manager Jenna and poet Steve Toussaint and Greg Cann, and it's always had a focus on sort of fresh new talent and exploring diverse voices, and so we've tried to sort of carry on that tradition, and this year we've got a really exciting lineup. We've got Jeffrey Papadopoulos-Holman, Courtney Cena Meredith, Simone Caho, Kate Neller, who works with us, she's great, and Vanessa Krofsky, whose like poetry is just really exciting and funny and bold. I think, yeah, everyone's poetry in the lineup is quite sort of varied and quite different. And yeah, so we try and keep it like thematically as broad as we can, so that we can have like people who are doing interesting things with form, but also themes. And yeah.
I've been to a few of these and they're always such a wonderful evening because, as you're saying, there is so much diversity in the kinds of poems that get read, and you kind of it's one of those things I think you walk in and then you don't really realize how much time has passed by the time you walk out. You're like, well, I feel like I've been in a little time warp.
that's a great little
sales pitch, yeah, there for people, yeah, who might be thinking about heading along. Can speak from experience. I think I've been to the last two or maybe three, and it's always a really amazing time. Everyone's squashed into the little upstairs bit at Time Out.
Yeah, and it's BYO, so if you just want to bring along anything. it is a $5 entry, but that just goes towards a zine that you get at the end of your night and just helps us pay our poets for their time.
Exactly.
Oh,
so
nice.
It's part of National Poetry Day. That's kind of an amazing celebration of the sort of, I guess, the poetry community in Aotearoa, but a little bit beyond that as well. Is there anything that you're particularly excited about? Are there any new releases or poems that you just sort of been loving this year?
Oh, so much exciting stuff that's been coming out this year. And I think it's so great that Phantom Bill Stickers has, you know, sort of helped to fund Poetry Day, and the organisers are amazing. You kind of wish that it was more than once a day, one day in a year almost, because there's such a huge dearth of talent in New Zealand. SMA Amrana Piri, his new collection of poetry, Ransack, is amazing, and Compound Press is doing lots of really exciting stuff. Sugar Magnolia Wilson, and actually someone who got their spin-off residency last year, just really sort of like coy, interesting, clever poetry. Amy Jane Anderson O'Connor, who are hoping to have perform with us this year, but I'm just really excited to see what she does.
So exciting. And it's really cool as well, because I think the internet's really helped give a platform to these people in a way that has always existed. There's always been champions like bookstores and things like that who've been making sure that people hear these young poets' voices, basically. But do you think the internet's helped kind of connect people up a bit more?
Totally. I think it has. And I think it's really interesting because I think a lot of it's helped sort of make poetry more accessible in some ways. And I think that it's opened up doors for people who might be nervous to try poetry, which I always think, if you just enjoy reading, there is a type of poetry that's out there for you.
I was going to say that, because poetry is one of those things that I think if you don't typically read it, it can be quite intimidating where to start, because mm-hmm. there'll be stuff you do enjoy and stuff that you don't enjoy as much because it's so broad.
Totally.
So having the internet where you can kind of dabble in and see what you do enjoy to read is great.
I think so too. And I think what's really interesting about poetry in particular, like, because I think I was definitely one of those people for a little while where I was like a little bit tentative about poetry. But then when I started reading it, it's just like really amazing what people can convey with like in brevity and in wit, like something that I definitely don't think I can do. But, you know, like, like, even reading people like Tay Tibble, like, so many of her lines are so punchy and layered, and, like, she'll kind of deliver this punch with, like, these few short lines that tell, like, a whole story.
And it'll stick with you as well. I think it's, like, lyrics in music, which is essentially poetry, you know, depending how you want to look at it. But it lasts with you, and it might just be three sentences max, and you sort of think, hang, that somehow that just captured a whole feeling or a whole idea, and I didn't even know that that was how you could articulate it like that.
Totally, and it's layered, and like the meanings can change. Yeah, it's a really, really exciting writing form.
I'm very excited because you've brought us a book.
Oh, yes. I have Tale of the Tiny Fair by Courtney Cena Meredith, which is an amazing collection of like poetry and prose. And I'm just going to read like a little bit of it.
So Courtney will be performing on Friday.
Yeah, she'll be performing on Friday, which I'm really excited about. I'm a big, big fan. I'm going to try not to blush when she comes in. So the title of this poem, oh God, so it's Corner of the Blabe Tro, I'm going to say. I'll just start from the middle because it's like a little bit long, but this is a part that I really love. Some nights I woke inside the wrong woman. She wrote of drowning in measured loops. I have no real sadness. You have pinned me to my shadow. Some days I could not bear the shedding leaves. The wrong woman put herself into my dress. I have no real shadow. You have pinned me to my sadness. Fruit fly stream, landing southern currents. John's emerald pear thrashes at the Turkish corner bar. White wine, white cigarette ash. The boys won't tell me how to walk home, how to dip my voice into the blue night. Every corpse comes with us, blood swan, contemporary hostage. I am no better than TV terror, ready when my people throw their heads back. How?
Fantastic. That was Courtney Cena Meredith, or the words of Courtney Cena Meredith, read by Suri. And beautifully read as well. Thank you, Suri. So if you want to go head along, what are the details for Friday?
Oh, so it's 6:30 upstairs at Time Out Bookstore, the 23rd of August, so this coming Friday. $5 entry, which includes a zine. And yeah, BYO, so come along.
It is a lovely night. As I was saying, I've been to a few of them and they're always really fun. And it's a really great way to actually, if you're not sure about poetry or you're trying to get into it, it's a really good way to see people read their own stuff. That's a lovely way to try out a few different genres, things you might like as well. So thank you, Suri, for coming up this morning.
Thanks so much, Rachel. See ya.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.